love God, which then becomes a motivation to honor God. But I am glad that not only is the Spirit of God holding me accountable, but I'm surrounded by people who hold me accountable. My wife expects me to live everything I preach all the time. The woman is not realistic. But that's a tremendous kind of accountability, and I cherish it. My children and my grandchildren expect the same out of me, and that's a great accountability. And everybody I work with surrounding me expects that same thing out of me. And I've been around a long time in the same place, 37 years in the same church. They know me, they know my wife, they know my kids, they know my grandchildren, they know my house, they know everything there is to know about me, and that's the way it ought to be. There's no way to escape. Absolutely no way to escape. I got on an elevator in Canada. I was way up in the northern part of Quebec. I got on an elevator. I was going down the elevator, and I said to whoever I was with, somebody's going to pick us up outside. That's all I said. And there's a lady in the elevator. She turns around and says, I know that voice. You're John MacArthur. This is good. That's a good, it's not that I'm trying to escape to do anything, but the more intense that accountability, the more important it is for you to honor the value of integrity. Churches need to hold their leaders to accountability, and it has to start in the little things, in the little things. I'm going to give you another point that'll tie into that. Sin on a habitual level is not isolated to one category. That's a fourth thing that we learn from this. Sin on a habitual level is not isolated to one category. People don't sin in a prolonged way in one category. There may be a dominating, gross perversion, like going to a male prostitute for 3 years regularly and taking drugs, but that is just the one aspect of sin that manifests itself. There has to be sin all over the place, everywhere else, as yet undiscovered. Who knows what kind of magazines somebody does that looked at, what kind of garbage on the internet, what kind of movies, who knows what other corruptions exist in that kind of heart. You can't isolate sin. And so I say, what we learn from this is you watch somebody's life in